And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning here on this Monday. And, of course, with it being 8:10 on this Monday, it's time for Ask the Experts. And in studio with us this morning here every Monday and Friday, we have Gary and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And, gentlemen, good morning. How are you doing today?
Kyle, thanks for asking. It's a beautiful, beautiful day out there. 72 degrees as I was coming over here. The key verse of Philippians, Paul wrote Philippians while he was in prison in Rome. The key verse says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And then in the sixth verse, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Those are great verses,
Kyle. Absolutely.
And I wanted to emphasize those verses this morning when we have so much darkness and trouble, sickness, but God is there for us.
Absolutely, and that is a great verse, and thank you for bringing that this morning. But, guys, it's good to have you on here today, and, of course, we have you on again every Monday and Friday at the same time at 8:10. And want to let everybody know, if anybody has questions for Charles or Gary, you can send them a text at 620-332-6878. That's 620-332-6878. If you have any questions about what you're listening to today, they will be able to answer you. And Charles, what do we have on topic for today?
Good morning, Kyle. Thank you. And I've been thinking about volatility. And Dad, as we go through life, there's all kinds, we're dealing with risk all the time. All the time we're dealing with risk, whether we're at night, at home, in bed as a little kid, we can be scared and it feels risky.
But we lock the door.
We lock the doors. We get in the car and we put our seatbelt on. We
put our mask on.
Right, right.
Just did that at Halloween.
Right, right. We get vaccinations as kids from polio, and there's all kinds of risk that we're dealing with. And
we want to minimize. We want to minimize the effects of risk.
Right. Although in our younger years, we enjoy risk, getting on bikes and roller coasters and motorcycles, and things like that. And so we have this feeling where it's fun sometimes to put ourselves at risk.
Get on the edge.
Going camping and going in the wilderness and just all these driving fast, different things like that. But as we get older
and wiser,
things change, and we put up handrails, we stop going on roller coasters, and you know, you don't see race car drivers are never the 80-year-olds. It's never 80-year-olds racing cars that I'm aware of. As we get older, we want to reduce the amount of risk that we're exposed to. And the thing is, we will do that in many ways. We'll buy a safer car. We will put up maybe grab bars in the shower as we get older.
Deadbolt locks on the doors.
Right, right. We stop the roller coasters. We stop the race car bikes many times.
Put up a security system with cameras and...
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Alarms.
But there's one area of our life, and it's a very important area of our life, and that is our financial life. And in our younger years, 20s, 30s, 40s even, the risk that our money is experiencing usually isn't a big deal for us.
Well, we have time, Charlie. We think we have time.
Right.
Think we have time until we don't have to work any longer, like 65 or 70.
Right.
We think we have time on our side.
And in our younger years, we don't have as much money, usually, generally, as we do as when we're older, hopefully.
I didn't have, for sure.
Right. And so risk, when it comes to our money, in our younger years doesn't seem like a big deal. I joke that the market could crash and in our 20s and it's not a big deal because we'd lose about 18 cents. You know, that's yeah. that's my joke, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you know what I had when I was 20?
Right, right.
How did you know that?
Wouldn't make a big difference in most 20-year-olds' life if we lost half of our money. But as we get older, all of a sudden, things change.
Yeah, you're 55, 56.
And 57. Financial risk has a whole new meaning.
Right.
And I say if you lose half your money when you're 20, it's not a big deal. You have plenty of years to recover, and you probably didn't lose a lot of money to begin with. If you lose half of your money when you're 60,
that's a big deal.
That's a lot different equation.
Yeah.
Number one, you have less time. You're on the verge of retirement. Even if it's still 5 or even 10 years away, it's approaching rapidly, and retirement can last anywhere from 20 to 30 years.
That's right. That's right.
I know of people that were retired longer than their career lasted.
Right.
And their career was a good long while.
Right.
And so that's the world we live in. And so we've grown up saying, oh, financial risk, it can go in the market. It can go up and down. And we've had people come in, they say, well, I did have this, and now I have this.
Yeah, I remember 08. Yeah. I remember 08.
Right.
I remember right. those statements that looked like, wow.
Exactly. And recently, the market has risen dramatically. But and what that does is it sort of tells us risk is no big deal.
Hit the snooze button.
But the reality is that that's an illustration, because what goes up must come down.
Right.
Easy come, easy go.
If we don't study history, we will repeat it.
That's right.
If we study history, then we can try to learn from history and not make the same mistake that somebody else made.
That's right. That's right. And so I want to impress on our listeners today of how important risk is. And sometimes it can creep up on us. We've been in the stock market all of our life, all of our working years. That's just what we're accustomed to. We're accustomed to seeing statements that can swing thousands of dollars per quarter. And
no big deal.
Yeah. That's just normal life. But as we get older, that becomes a bigger and bigger deal. Right. Volatility can affect your retirement drastically.
Right.
So what can happen? What's to be scared of? What's the risk that we're avoiding? I think one risk is that you run out of money.
Right.
And when you run out of money, choices are removed from you.
Right. Money's not everything, but it's real close to oxygen.
Yeah, it's way up there with oxygen, that's yeah. for sure.
Yeah, because if you don't have any oxygen,
right.
you aren't going to live very long. And if you don't have money to help you with some choices in life, it's going to be kind of rough.
That's right.
Real rough.
That's right.
Money will give you choices.
Right. There's people that have had to come out of retirement.
Right.
And get a second job because they didn't have that choice. They had to do it.
Had to downsize.
People have had to downsize, sell their home, move in with their kids, all kinds of things that they've been forced to do.
Because they didn't protect themselves against the risk.
Yeah.
Maybe they didn't study history.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have their seatbelt on financially.
Right.
They in other way areas of their life, they quit riding roller coasters.
They put deadbolts on their doors.
Right.
Put up their security cameras.
But when it came to their financial life, which, like you say, it's right up there with oxygen, they didn't mind that risk.
Right.
And so they get to a place in their life where all of a sudden decisions are being made for them that they wouldn't have made.
Forced decisions.
Yeah. Maybe to get a second job, come out of retirement. maybe a spouse have to start working that hadn't worked previously.
Remortgage their house.
Right.
And have so to take cash out of their house to live.
Right. And so I think it's just important for us to be aware that risk and volatility is a very, very important element
right.
of our retirement, of our financial retirement that we must be aware of.
Right. And you know, Charles, there's probably a solution for that in the next, on page two.
Let's talk about that next segment. Sure.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and take a break, a 1 minute timeout. And when we come back, we're going to continue this discussion with Gary and Charles Skank right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. And welcome back to Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. We're here on the second half of our show with Skank Insurance of Independence and Coffeyville. And Charles, let's continue the conversation we've been having here in the first half.
Thank you, Kyle. So, Dad, as you mentioned earlier, there's a solution to that. There's a way to balance our financial risk.
So what are we looking for a solution for, just to restate?
Well, volatility. Financial volatility, market risk, that okay. where our IRAs, where our money is experiencing risk.
Okay.
And so one rule that we apply, and just to start off, we believe that as you get older, your money should get safer.
Right.
Because you don't have the time, you don't have the 20 years that you used to have to recover from your losses.
Plus, Charles, usually people are going to start taking money out of that account. And so if they're taking money out and it's cut in half because of market risk,
that's a two-edged loss.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
is. And so we have what we call the rule of 100.
Wow.
And the rule of 100 says that if you're 60 years old, then 60% of your money should be safe.
Now, what does that mean, Charlie? What is safe money?
Well, your money can be in really three different places. First of all, your money can be in the market, the stock market, where it's just going up and down. There's gains and losses on a daily basis.
And that includes mutual funds, right?
Mutual funds, stocks, even bonds. There's lower level of risk there, but still risk there. And then there's the bank. And the bank has safety, but almost 0% return.
It's kind of like getting your money into Fort Knox when you go to the bank. I mean,
yeah,
Fort Knox is pretty safe,
I think. It's safe, but the potential for returns is almost non-existent. And where we help people, where we come in, is with insurance products, with annuities, where your money is safe, it's guaranteed and protected, but you also have potential for returns. And as you get older, that's an option that many people have turned to, that we've helped people with. And so the rule of 100, if you're 80 years old, then 80% of your money should be safe. I think it's for obvious reasons. That 80-year-old doesn't have the years to wait to recover if he experiences losses. On the other end, if you're 20 years old, maybe only 20% of your money should be safe.
Right.
Because once again, you have a lot of time to make up for those, to recover those losses. So we believe that the older you get, the safer your money should be. The older you get, time is not on your side.
Right. Time. Now, Charlie, when can people start making their money safe?
So if you're in a workplace environment, you're sort of locked in with your 401k, and your employer has chosen where your money can be in most cases, and it's at risk in the market, and there's really not much you can do about it most times. And so you have an opportunity, a person has an opportunity once they turn 59 and a half, where they can roll that money out from their employer, continue to keep their job, and continue to get matching funds from their employer, but to make a portion or make all of their 401k safe, whatever they choose, at age 59 and a half.
They call that an
in-service
rollover.
That's right.
In-service rollover. So you talk to your HR person and see if you have an in-service rollover available at 59 and a half, where you can take part of your money or all of it and make it safe and still contribute.
That's right.
That's right. What if somebody has a 401k from a previous job, just a stray, like a stray dog out there running around somewhere?
So a lot of times people change jobs.
Right.
And where they used to work, that account is out there. But like you said, it's running around like a stray dog. It's being charged fees. It's at risk. And we can help you make it safe. And we can help you put it in an annuity product that has a beneficiary that goes to your beneficiaries that will be there for the rest of your life as far as you can own it. And we can get rid of those fees and get rid of the risk that it's experiencing.
Charlie, you mentioned beneficiaries, and those are so important. You know, when we add beneficiaries to these accounts, typically, if it's a husband, wife, the other spouse is the beneficiary typically. A lot of times if there's second marriage and there's children on both sides, sometimes that beneficiary could be divided between the current spouse and the children. Mm-hmm. But whatever a person wants, we can help them set up beneficiaries so that their money will avoid probate and it'll go exactly as they say. And as life changes and things change, they can change the beneficiaries. So if she don't make the coffee right, if she burns the toast.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away from that one.
You're going to stay away from that?
Right. So I think it's important for our listeners to know that risk is important. You know, and driving fast is safe until it's not. Right?
Yeah.
And being in the market at 60 plus years old with your money at risk is safe until it's not.
Right.
I think the farmer said when the mule died, well, he never did that before.
Right. Right.
And yeah. So what's going to happen someday is there's going to be some real losses in the market. And there's going to be a lot of seniors, people that are close to retirement. They're going to say, well, it never did that before.
Well, and they forget, Charlie. We have a tendency to forget.
Right.
We have a tendency to forget. We have a few good years, and we forget what happened.
Yeah. So this is just a reminder that there is a risk out there, and there's a way to offset that risk.
Right.
And there's a way to put your money in a place where it's safe, guaranteed, but you can also get a reasonable rate of return.
Exactly. Reasonable rate of return. Beneficiaries like you want them, beneficiaries that can be changed, liquidity.
That's right.
Liquidity, where you can get money out of the account for various needs.
And here's the thing. You can keep your broker and still work with us.
Sure.
Some people think that they have to make an and or decision, like I'm going to go with you or him. Or,
right.
But most people have more than one doctor. They have a heart doctor, maybe a foot doctor or different things.
Pulmonologist, internist.
Right. And so we're like your safe money doctor. And your broker, he can be the guy that has your money, the money that you have at risk. And
Charlie, sometimes people are told, well, this account here will make 6% and no losses. How does that work? That's a topic for another day.
But I would just tell you,
if you dig deep into that, you're going to find there's fees, and the 6% may not be a real number.
Right. That's very true.
Right.
That's very true.
So, yeah, that's a topic for another day.
All right, guys. Well, before we get out of here, Charles, what do we have for Friday?
So, Dad is going to be gone. I think you're going to a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, doctor's appointment.
And so, Ron Byrne, I have a hard time pronouncing his last name. He is the owner of the Coffeeville Coffee Company right here that started up here in town. Very interesting guy. And he's supposed to be on with me this coming Friday. So looking forward to that.
All right. Well, guys, before we get out of here, where can we find you at?
We are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Newton's True Value. You can reach us by phone at 620-331-8800, 831-8800. Find us online at INS, the number 4, the letter U now. Or you can find us right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Our phone number there is 236-6930, 620-236-6930.
And don't forget, if you have any questions for these guys, you can text them at 620-332-6878. That's 620-332-6878. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming in today. And we, Charles, we'll see you again on Friday.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll have the kids from Field Kinley High School joining us. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning.